T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Serta came in. You know something's going on with Serta's inside. Like his stomach, man, he's been to this toilet at least two times this morning. And then he rolls in.
That's not true. Well, I have been there twice. There's nothing going on that's abnormal.
There's something wrong, man. Two times, man. He's come through and he keeps eating. He keeps eating the food that's in there, even though he's clearly having struggles.
He's a scavenger.
He said to me, no, I don't really think it's this food I'm eating today.
It's
more
not.
It's more the Chipotle I had last night.
It was very spicy this morning.
And then you know what he did? After he's already had two plates, then he came in with a cinnamon roll and just put so much butter on top of the cinnamon roll. And he said, yeah, man, I just don't care. And at that point, I'm like, man, I got to stop disappointing Vern and Miss Show, man. I got to get to this doctor.
Well, I'm glad something good could come out of this, because Steve's an absolute mess.
That's ridiculous,
he's
man.
He's falling apart.
His stomach is, I know it's on 10, and he just keeps eating.
It's
a beautiful, beautiful Monday, except for Steve. But it's a beautiful, beautiful Monday. And you know what damn time it is, baby. Hey! Vern!
Show, good morning. Mercifully, we are halfway through preseason. Only two games to go before they actually matter.
Mercifully. All right, man, here we go. 10 o'clock haymaker. It is two things that are clear to me with this defense that we have seen up to this point that's different from last year. Swagger, and that's what Big Frank Clark said in his interview, swagger and the confidence of knowing what they're doing. And I think swagger is the number one thing, man. I've watched so many plays from this defense that you can just see how they are interacting after plays. Tano Passanio just ran down Josh Dobbs, puts him to the ground. You could see that swagger, like, staring him down and the rest of the bench. Tano ain't never done nothing like that before since Villanova. Never done anything like that before. But you could see the swagger that this team is building, and I think a lot of that comes from, and we've spoken about this, Vern, a lot of this comes from what I said is the other thing, and that is the confidence of knowing what they're doing. Because I think swagger is, and you've covered this league for 38 years, I think swagger is so important, especially defensively, because it's that air of confidence. But you can't have swagger if you don't know what you're doing. And not just know what you're doing, but confident in what you're doing. You see that already from guys on this defense, that they have confidence in what they're doing. Thus, you're starting to see a little of that swagger come out. And that's one of the... Hell, I don't know if they're going to be good. I don't know if they're going to be... I know they ain't going to be 31st. Let me calm down. I don't believe they ain't going to be 31st. I think they're going to be better. I'm not sure. I don't know. They could be 27th. They could be 15th. I'm not sure. But I can at least see up to this point that change. They have confidence in what they're doing, and they have a swagger. I think because of that, they're pushing out.
Yeah, and it begins with the guy that you mentioned in Frank Clark and Tyrann Mathieu. They do have that leadership that you need to be a above-average defense, right? You have to have pride. You have to have swagger if you're going to be a quality defense. But there is a part of me, as you were going on there, that sounds...
Oh.
What? I haven't even made a point yet.
Like you're about to say that I'm sounding like I'm disingenuous or something.
No.
The way you get started up like that.
No. Speaking of disingenuous, though, that's a good word to describe Les Miles. And I feel like it's so very easy to win press conferences. It's so very easy to impress a fan base in moments like this. the preseason, interviews, press conferences, all that matters is what you do week one through the Super Bowl. Les Miles at Kansas has passed every test. Everything that he's done this offseason has been a hearty thumbs up. But once the game starts, we're likely going to see him exposed as a great actor, sure. But as far as a college football coach in 2019, I think that's passed him by. Man, I'm with you. I love your excitement about this defense. But the tests that they've passed so far are the easiest tests to pass. Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu, they're going to bring a sense of pride that I think was missing last year. A pride that you bring on the field that's not going to allow you to be walked over endlessly. So I'm with you on that when it comes to the swagger. But I feel like I need to temper your excitement. You are Mr. I need to see it. I want evidence. They haven't given us any evidence. They've just played practices thus far.
Couple of things. First off, the Les Miles stuff, just uncalled for. No reason. And I'm not going to take the bait to come off track because I have so many things that I cannot wait until 10:24 that I can talk to you about through this break because that was completely unnecessary. USOB. Second, pull the word excitement. I don't care if the Chiefs win or lose. This is not an excitement. This isn't a fan thing. This is me just watching what I watched last year and compare it to this year. And I do think, and this is something that we haven't gotten into, but I really disagree with you a lot on. I think it'll come through throughout the show is everything that matters is just weeks 1 through 16 and into the playoffs. And you're right on that. But I think there has to be a start to it, right? You got to be there's got to be a start for week one to work. Hell, we got to see something to get us to week one. All right, they're starting over ground zero, baby. We got to see some kind of swagger, some kind of ability. These guys have confidence in what they're supposed to be doing, the spots they're supposed to be in. Hell, Vern, in week 17, I don't think there was confidence of where these jokers were supposed to be last year. To see an improvement that we're in preseason game number two, that these guys seem to feel confident and comfortable about what they're doing, thus showing more swagger than they did last year. Hell, Breland Speaks looks like he kind of celebrates. Like to show more confidence and swagger, it's got to start somewhere. And it's got to start in week one. Before we get to week one, it's got to start right now. And the steps that they're taking to show this, to make week one and week five and week 10 matter, is happening. And I think you do have to look at that. There's no excitement. Like I said, I don't give a damn if they win or lose games. I'm just not as into this as I have been my whole life. I look at them differently. But just if I'm objectively looking at what I saw last year and from what we're seeing right now, those improvements seem to be there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.